Welcome back. You're listening to Horizons on Radio Kerry. Just before the Easter break, we had Killoora na Nóg. 12 schools gathered in the Brandon in Tralee to present faith projects they'd been involved in their schools. It was a really feel-good day. Mercy Mount Hawk provided the music. This was their project. I have with me
Sarah Flynn,
Joanne O'Sullivan,
Roisin Shukru, Ellen Jocknessy.
And what school are you from?
Mercy Mount Hawk.
Oh, you had a huge group presenting today. What was at the core of what you were presenting?
YSI.
It's Young Social Innovators, so young people can come together and come up with new and innovative ideas to tackle social problems.
Did you do anything concrete in the school in this area?
We had a bake sale to raise money for a charity for the Sunny Souls, and we also went to Balavira to meet some of the elderly people in our community.
We had a podcast with Cork Rose. We had a Christmas quiz. We are going to organise a tech night for the elderly.
The tech night with the elderly is a great idea. And you were very specific about it, saying how to recognise scams. But a lot of elderly people just want to be able to tune into mass or a webinar on the computer. Will you be covering that with the elderly?
Yes.
Yeah, definitely a bit of Bluetooth and a bit of FaceTime maybe, because they do struggle a bit with the iPads.
You're going to have to keep it very simple.
Yeah. I'd say Bluetooth is a big thing. And
Alexa.
The news maybe.
And Alexa too, just in case.
This is a lot. Could you just tell them how to find the Diocese of Kerry website?
Yeah, we'll be able to teach them how to use Google. And
we'd probably bring baked goods, have like a student per elderly. So they'll get a lot done, I'd say. It'll be broad, but
it won't be too complicated.
Very good. What were you specifically doing?
About peer pressure and its long-term effects.
We presented slideshows of just raising awareness to junior cycle students, like showing them the positive and negative effects of peer pressure and the long-term effects.
Bullying. Is bullying still an issue in schools?
Definitely.
How do schools deal with it? How does your school deal with it?
By encouraging people to talk to an adult, but we feel that's not enough and that people need education about how to stand up for themselves.
Are you proud of the work you've done?
Yeah, very proud of our group, considering we've only been doing it since like September and then coming up with the idea as well. So I'm very proud of our group. Yeah.
What about a day like today? What do you think of today?
Like it's only possible because of our teachers. Like Miss Daly does show us that like we can do a lot. Do you know, we're not too young to do stuff and make a change really.
What did you enjoy most about today?
Just every aspect of it, like the workshops, like meeting people from other schools and then presenting and seeing us all kind of stand up against social issues.
You had a huge group. Was there any one good idea that you heard others saying that you thought, oh, it'd be good to do that in our school?
Like, they were all just honestly really, really good ones. Like, they all stood out in their own way. You know, it was really good how we were able to all come together and everyone was so different. Like, it wasn't just everyone had like the same idea. It wasn't like basic or anything. It was very specific by everyone.
And it's nice to see the different schools and where they're coming from.
Yeah, it was really good. Like there were schools from the Stoll and I think Killarney as well. And then Kenmare. And then obviously the Tralee schools.
So well done to ye. Great project. Keep it up and beautiful singing all day from Mount Hawk.
And the wife of Walter Keane, whose name right now is escaping me. That's right, Margaret, dream by come, but keep me off my knees. Go on back to bed, my love, I mean, that's where dreams are supposed to be.
So, Seamus, you're involved in Killoora na Nóg. Who do you work for and what are you doing?
I work for An Tubber Nua. We provide faith and well-being retreats to secondary school students in school retreats. And we work all over Ireland, in all the provinces, but I'm over the Munster team down here.
And what exactly do you do?
So we go into schools and we present a workshop on faith and well-being. So it's a mixture of talks and games for the kids to kind of get to know each other a bit more and get to know themselves a bit more as well and kind of think about things that normally they don't get a chance to think about in their day-to-day. So we talk about things about obviously faith but also well-being as well and how they can kind of look after themselves. And this year we're talking about purpose and the pursuit of purpose.
What do you get them to look at there around purpose?
demystifying the idea that you have one purpose in your life and that's all you were kind of made for. We're kind of looking at the idea of like you can give yourself purposes throughout the day or the week or the month, and each one of those carries benefits with it. So like the benefits we talk about are like it's greater mental health, if you've this idea of purpose, more resilience, healthy habits, and generally people are happier as well. So we encourage them to like have a growth mindset, to invest in themselves, pay it forward, get involved in the community, and explore their interests, things like that.
Does it work?
I think so, yeah. I listen to a lot of radio and I listen to a lot of interviews of people, and there's this idea, the themes that we talk about, the ideas are still kind of swarming around there. I remember when that politician David Cameron came back into power, they were saying he was feeling purposeless. He had no sense of purpose, so he wanted to come back into the government. And I see it as well with maybe people on sports teams as well, dealing with this idea of struggling and finding it hard to keep going despite facing difficult circumstances. Owen Farrell on the English rugby team, who had to take a step back because he just found it too overwhelming. And Jurgen Klopp, the Liverpool manager as well, found it too intense that he also needed to kind of retreat, take a step back from what he was doing as well. So I do think it's relevant to them, and the kids find it relevant in the life around them as well.
Where do you bring church into it?
So every time we talk, we always have a faith element as well. So the faith element can kind of come in at the start. We like to have a quiet, reflective time where we encourage students to, if they want to, they can pray. We work through the acronym of prayer. So we go pause, ask, reflect, and yield. And we take time to allow them to do those. And if they don't want to, it can just be talking to themselves. Later on, then we share our own personal story, which usually has a God faith element in it as well. And then at the end of every day, we do a modern version of the gospel. So this year and last year, we made our own movie about a farmer called Pete who kind of has a prodigal son type adventure. It's very humorous, but also it does have that kind of that message that Jesus had as well, that God is loving, God is forgiving, and that God wants to be their friend.
How long have you been doing this work, Seamus?
I've been doing this for 6 years in Munster. So I started up, we were never in Munster before I came down here. And on Tubberdua, I have been doing it for 15 years. And on Tubberdua itself, as an organisation, has been going for 25 years.
And have they a website?
They do, yeah. It's ontubbernua.ie, but that's the kind of the cafe that we have. ontubbernuaretreats.ie is our retreats website.
Will you stay at it much longer?
I think so. I'm loving getting to talk to the kids. Every group, every class is so different, and some students in here recognize me. I rarely recognize students, but I do really enjoy it. I find that I have this energy all the time to talk about these topics. I find the topics are beneficial and are relevant, and I really just, at the end of the day, I'd be like, I wish someone kind of came into my school and told me the things that I'm telling these guys. So yeah, I think I'll stay there for a while.
Is it Catholic or is it Christian or what?
It's multi-denominational, so it's Catholic and non-Catholics working together. So there's elements of both there, and we try to keep it as open as possible. So we're in a lot of ETB schools as well. And a lot of times people can be worried about, are we trying to force an agenda? We're not, we're just asking the students, what do they think? And then I might share, here's what I think about this, what do you think about that? And we find that we've never had a complaint from a group saying that we're trying to make them think a certain way. And the students are very receptive, and we play a lot of games. So I think that's what really helps them as well.
Seamus, thank you very much for chatting to us, and thanks for coming to Kerry Down.
No problem, thank you so much.
I'm here with a team from the KDYS. Who have I here?
Nora Butler.
Shannon O'Sullivan.
Marie Danaher.
And what are you doing here today?
We're delivering a cooperative games workshop for the young people.
When you say cooperative games, wouldn't every game have to be cooperative?
Not necessarily. It depends who the players are. Obviously, youth work is based on informal education, so we're just reinforcing that message today. We're allowing students from the other schools to come together, get to know each other, and I suppose even for the young people themselves to pick up on what their own capabilities are, who are the leaders, who are the dominant characters in the room maybe, and who are people who are that bit quieter but quite strong and bring their strengths in a different manner.
And are you doing the cooperative games exercise as well?
Yeah, I'll be kind of doing stuff on non-verbal, so a couple of games on that, and then just kind of an energizer at the end to kind of wake them up then. So,
yeah. Super, sounds fun. And what will you be doing?
I'm doing an obstacle course, but every young person is losing a different sense, so they all have to work together, use their communication, use their teamwork, and try and get to the finish line.
It really sounds like fun. Very educational. Are ye working as a team of three?
Actually, we have five groups. We have two students here as well, and then we have Aoife Barry from KDYS as well. She's doing her own workshop too.
Aoife, What are you doing today as part of this Cluaran an Óg?
I'm doing a lot of different games and activities with the kids. I'm going to do some songs, running around games, but like passing ball games. We're going to be doing things like Ship Deck Shore and just all different ball games that, like, you know, either you work together or separate. I also have hula hoops. They have to like link hands and try and get the hula hoops over them. And
what's the aim of the whole thing, Aoife?
Well, my aim is just for them to have fun, just for them to enjoy, get a bit loose. Sometimes with school and stuff, it's a bit rigid and I want to just give them a bit of fun.
And you work with the KDYS?
Yes, I work with the KDYS in Killorglin. I have 5 different groups on in a week. I have 2 drop-ins. I have a cooking group and I also have a 5th and 6th class group.
And have you been there long?
I've been there just a year and 2 months. So yeah.
How are you finding it?
Good, I absolutely love it.
And did you train for youth work or did you just end up in it by accident?
I did a level 5 in social studies and I did a level 7 and level 8 in social care. And then I've got a job through that and I'm now going to go on and do my master's in primary teaching.
Lovely. So do you live in Clawdon?
No, actually, I'm from Waterford, but I'm in Knocknagoshal and then I drive to Clawdon every day.
Wonderful. Well, thanks very much for coming along and doing this today and good luck with your work.
Thank you very much.
Well done to the KDYS team. I'm no longer scared of your older brother. Oh yeah. I think you can cause some trouble. We can blow on the double. We can get drunk. Our worst get muddled. What's your own name?
It's David. David Day.
And David, you were doing the drumming at Cluaran an Óg. You have a big van full of drums. What do you do most of the time?
Most of the time, I would work with community groups, be it schools, preschools, senior groups, special needs groups. And I also do corporate team building events and workshops. And I work in the prison service and I work in community groups and all sorts of things. Schools would primarily be most of my work.
A typical session is under an hour?
1 hour, half an hour. 1 hour, sometimes TUIs, I do 4-hour workshops. Some national schools would do 6-week workshops. So they do like maybe up to 10 hours over 6 weeks.
And it's all about teaching them rhythm.
Rhythm, percussion, also cultural awareness through music, you know, like how music has evolved around the world through the movement of people and kind of the establishment of different cultures with mixes of people. And it's relevant in these days that we live in, you know, and when you trace back a lot of the rhythmic structures, even scales and melodies, you can find a lot of them come from specific regions like West and Central Africa.
How did you get into this?
I got into this through youth work. I volunteer with a youth service in Athy, where I come from. I'd been a member of that youth group since I was about 12 years old. And then when I became an adult, I stayed on as a leader. And one day I brought them a bunch of drums, said, let's have a workshop, and used the kids there as a kind of template for me to experiment with rhythms and, you know, make a percussion band. The day I actually done that, there was a photographer and journalist from the local paper. He put an article about it, and then I got a call from a school. They enjoyed it so much, they actually asked me to come every week to the school for like a full term, about 20 weeks.
Brilliant.
The beat rolled on from there, yeah. So.
And now it's your full-time work.
It's my full-time job now for like 20 years. I've provided workshops approximately like 400,000 people now.
Wow. The Cluaran an Óg Day is a different day because the focus is faith and religion. Is there any connection between what you're doing and faith, spirituality?
Yeah, we did do a little bit of discussion around the main elements of the style of rhythm that we were using, which would be structured around 3 bass drums, which in West Africa would be regarded as the mother, the father and the child, the family unit, and how the heartbeat of the musical piece came from the mother being the heartbeat of the family, you know, that's where everything evolves from there. Regardless of religion, people can understand it, can hear it and can feel it, even if they speak a different language. And it's a means that people have used all over the world to congregate and to bring people together, you know.
When do you feel like your session has gone well?
When everybody's smiling and they're leaving and they're saying thanks, and, you know, and you can't see it in people. I'm lucky with my job because playing music makes people happy. To actually participate in music is where the good energy comes from. You can enjoy listening to music, but if you listen to music and you click your fingers or you tap your toes, you're going to have a better feeling about it. And well, that's why we dance and clap and sing and chant, and you know, it produces good energy. So
you've a long drive ahead of you now.
It's always nice to be in Kerry. I've travelled in over 40 countries in the world now, and everywhere I go, people want to come to Ireland, you know, and I tell them Kerry is where I love most. Yeah, I came here as a teenager from the youth centre that I was in. Myself and another guy, we won a scholarship to come down to the Gaeltacht.
Oh, lovely.
So we both came here and I fell in love with Kerry. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you, drummer David Day.
You're welcome.
After the break, I chat with Christina Scanlon about her new role in the diocese. And of course, reminding you that Youth Week is coming up.